Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Shiver me timbers and batten down the hatches. Katie, bar the doors. It's time for the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Yar, matey. Let's talk about, you know what, Jason, you nailed it when you said that nothing is happening in Hollywood right now. We're in between award seasons. You know, we don't have Academy. The Oscars aren't even till March, for Pete's sake. The Grammys not for a couple of weeks. So I bring you news of Kelly Osbourne saying that she's proud to be a Nepo baby.
In while a new we are scraping.
So, somebody call. We need the barnacle scrape. So she said in a new interview with Rolling Stone that I'm a bleeping Nepo baby, and I'm proud to be a Nepo baby. I'm proud of my parents' achievements. She went on to say, I think that what they've done is incredible, history-making. I go so far as to say both of them are iconic, but it doesn't mean that I should automatically be given all of these opportunities. She said, my parents always taught me that you have to prove yourself. I'm sure they did that when they started the Osbourne reality show in 2002.
I mean, I don't. I used to love Kelly, and then sometimes Kelly says stuff that I don't agree with, and it's a thing. It's a thing, but yeah. I can't disagree with her. You can't help who your parents are, and you also can't. You can be given opportunities. People can open a door for you.
Yeah.
But you have to be the one. Your talent has to keep you in that room. Somebody can open the door, but it's you that has, it's up to you and your work ethic and your talent to keep you in that room that you've walked into. And Kelly's managed to do it. If she wasn't good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm acknowledging really the fact, that she does have these different opportunities.
Yeah. And a leg up. Yeah.
Right. She actually kind of straddled both sides fairly well there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those things like, hey, you don't choose your parents. However, I think in the dialogue with Nepo babies, it's like, at least acknowledge, like, hey.
Yes.
It is what it is, right?
It is what it is. Jacob Elordi hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend, and he has a little dish about Euphoria. He said of season 3 of the popular HBO show that he's assuming that it's going to take place in the future. Otherwise, it's going to seem like a weird bit because, you know, we haven't had a season of Euphoria in 3 years at this point. The second season debuted in January of 2022. So he's just kind of like, well, I'm waiting.
Getting older, growing more hair, getting sweatier in places I wasn't before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of changes in body.
Mm-hmm.
I think he already went through puberty, though.
Well, I mean,
otherwise that would be, that show would be,
I've never watched a single episode. It's not really my jam. It's not my demographic, but, you know, I haven't watched it.
Give it a good taste try, because my brother loves it.
Yeah.
Loves.
Yeah, it's very
difficult to get
difficult,
through.
And as the youth would call it, extra. No, I don't even think they say that anymore. But it's intense. It's an intense, dark show.
Prepare mentally.
Exactly. Dolly Parton giving a surprise announcement for her 78th birthday. She's giving us new music. Look at that. What a giver. She revealed on Instagram that she is releasing some new music in honor of her 78th birthday. She said, I'm giving you a present. She said, I'm releasing 4 never released songs for my birthday to go with the Rockstar album and a few others you may have heard before that were not on the album. And I hope you enjoy them. And I hope you all have a happy birthday for me. Yes.
Oh, well, nice. Yeah. Well, Dolly talked about the fact that she has a vault of music the estate could release new music all the time, even after her death. She has so much music.
Oh, Oh,
that's just incredible.
Incredible. And I bet, like, you know, there's probably music in there that would be just as groundbreaking and wonderful as her classics.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of music, you know, we talked about this in this 7 o'clock hour here on Jason and Alexis. In case you missed it, Super Bowl 57 has announced that Reba McEntire, Post Malone, and Andra Day are going to be part of the musical selection this year. Reba McEntire, she's going to perform the national anthem. Post Malone's going to sing America the Beautiful. And Andra Day will deliver a rendition of Lift Every Voice and Sing. Now, the smart money is that Reba's going to stick. She's not going to pull a Christina Aguilera or Fergie on this. She's not going to.
Tried and true.
No. Yeah. Tried and true.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to do a lot of runs.
No, she's going to keep it tight. She's going to keep it just a little maybe countrified.
Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to that. And then Usher is going to take the stage in the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show. Because remember, Pepsi has left their longstanding endorsement with the Super Bowl. And Usher, you know, easy for him. He's got a residency in Las Vegas. He just has to move his buns literally across the street in order to perform his halftime show. So we don't have any word on any special guests or what he's going to be doing, but he has decades of hits, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, he quite literally needs to walk across the street.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Very convenient. More of these stories at mytalk1071.com and another Dirt Alerts coming up at 1220 and 520. But next, right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, weekly trivia face-off. Today, the category is comic. Our enemies... Mike and Grant.
Yeah!
The challenge next.